The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us here bright and early Sunday morning. Today's topic, a recap of 2018 and look forward to 2019. What did we learn in 2018 and what can we use to apply for 2019? There's a lot of things we can learn in 2018. What a volatile year. Coming off 2017, by the way, was really interesting. 2017, not only was it a great market, stock market, we had very few corrections. Actually, the biggest correction, if you want to call it that, was down 3.5%. In 2018, we had three major corrections: February, April, and December. And December is more than a correction because it still continues here today in 2019. So let's kind of take a look at 2018 and then prepare ourselves for 2019. So 2018, January started with the market setting records. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 5.5% for the month. Now, we know if you times by 12, that annualizes to over 60%. We know we can't go at that pace. And then we had a pretty good nasty February correction. Talk about China trade deals started happening at that time, the Fed and so forth. So February, we had a correction and right back at it. March bounced right back, got things going again and like, okay, so here we are. We're going to still have a strong year like 2017. And then April came around and that's when really kind of we started trying to protect the steel industry, aluminum industry, all these kind of trade things were going back and forth. People really got nervous. In April, we sold those sharply to yet the second correction in 4 months, which is, again, a lot different than what happened in 2017. And then we kind of chopped around May, June, July, and then August, September, back at it again, setting records, piercing the highs of January just a few months prior. So everything's looking good. Here we are through the third quarter. Markets are up anywhere from 6 to 8%, depends if you're looking at the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones. But hey, on top of 2017, we'll take it. And then the fourth quarter came around, and wow, that's when the wheels came off. And let's talk about that for a second. So in October, early October, October 3rd to be exact, is when Fed Chair Powell made that famous speech about saying that interest rates are far below neutral, meaning they have to raise rates a lot in 2019. And the market sputtered, did not like that at all, and sold off pretty sharply in October. Also, of course, we had the whole issue with the trade with China not happening and all kinds of things happening in the government and really a lot of uncertainty kicking in. November, we actually kind of stabilized a bit, looking like, okay, it was an ugly October, but then again, we were used to ugly Octobers, right? Or spooky Octobers. Octobers can be really rough. We remember 1987, 2008 in October, the 1929 stock market crash happened in October. So, okay, all right, we got through that in November, and then December set up to be the worst, one of the worst December and the December to remember, so to speak, in quite some time. Actually, it was the worst December since 1931. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down double digits in December. Actually, now, instead of being up for the year, ended down for the year. And what happened in December, well, to me, it was like the perfect storm. Remember the movie with George Clooney? Everything that can happen, happened. The government turnstile, things are happening in the Trump administration, the government shut down, the Fed now kind of saying, hey, you know what, we're just going to stay the course, raise rates, maybe not as much as we expected, but we're still going to have to raise rates in 2019, something what they call quantitative easing, their Fed balance sheet, kind of tightening supply at a time when the economy is slowing down, the Brexit, oil imploding. I mean, it was everything hit at the market at once. So December was definitely December. Remember, the Christmas Eve was the worst Christmas Eve in the markets, over 600-point loss, and the market closed at 1 o'clock. We did get a rally after Christmas. Santa Claus did come late. He came in December 26th and 27th, 28th. I don't guess he didn't get the memo that Christmas happens before the 25th of December. So we had a little rally towards the end of December, and here we are in January. But it's kind of good to take a look at that. Now, the stock market almanac tells us, yes, there's a farmer's almanac and there's a stock market's almanac, that in January, it's called the January barometer. That is, as January goes, so does the rest of the market. Well, I just told you, remember, January, the market was up 5.5%. And if that was the case, we'd have a really strong year. Unfortunately, we did not. Actually, our first losing year since 2008. So January, the January effect, as I call it, January barometer, did not work this year. The other concept we hear a lot from the stock market almanac, so to speak, you know, looking at your calendars and seasonality and so forth, is sell in May and go away, meaning like the summers are kind of rough. Well, this year, if you sold in May and went away, just the opposite happened. We had a summer rally, as I mentioned, August, September, setting highs. So what's the other parts? Well, you know, Thanksgiving week, usually a pretty strong week, seasonality, kind of lighter volume. The market's kind of thankful, so to speak. Well, guess what? That didn't work again either this year. Thanksgiving was one of the cruelest weeks we've had this year as well. And finally, the Santa Claus rally. Well, the Santa Claus didn't show up before December 25th, but maybe we'll call that the Santa Claus rally. But seasonality is supposed to be October, November, December. November, December, January. Seasonality is supposed to be pretty strong. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, a recap of 2018 and a look forward to 2019. And we learned a lot from 2018 that the markets can be very, very volatile. One thing as an investor, you really have to assess where you are now. If you're getting close to retirement, maybe you should be taking less risk. If you're many, many, many years or maybe decades away from retirement, I think you just kind of stay the course. This market is still, I believe, is in a bear market. We definitely look at a chart. You can see that we're trending lower. Yeah, every now and then we get some nice bounces, but if you look at it, we're still in a downtrend and we have to respect that. We'll talk about strategies, how to deal with that. But certainly, since October, early on with the Fed, they say, don't fight the Fed. That's just something Martin Swy came up in the early 1990s. That is, if the Fed's raising rates, you know, don't fight against it. You know, be mindful that, you know, supply and demand of money and all these things around the monetary system, so to speak, with the Fed policy is very, very important. So if you kind of think about, like, how markets behave, it's like the escalator ride up and the elevator ride down. And, you know, the old Wall Street saying, market goes up by way of escalator, comes down by way of elevator, four, five, six stories at a time. And here we are. I mean, this is pretty much exactly what's happened. Now, you think about 2005, 2006, 2007, there goes the escalator. And then what happened? Elevator came down. 2008, 2009. And then we reset. The escalators went up for many, many years. And here comes the elevator ride down. Now, again, people are trying to call bottoms here. I don't try to get into the business of trying to call bottoms. It's hard to know a bottom until months later, sometimes even like a year later, to know that was truly the bottom. The bottom at the moment is actually Christmas Eve. But we can't say for sure that is the bottom. So be very careful that we are still in this elevator ride down. In that old analogy, escalators take the market up a little bit at a time, but when the market goes down, comes down by way of elevator. Well, right after this break, we'll talk more about what you can do as an investor to prepare yourself for 2019. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, a recap of 2018 and a look forward to 2019. I just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, author of my book. Look, this is the time of the year when we start our low-carb diets, get to the gym. Why not make financial health a priority? So this book is for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, by calling 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. If you're driving and you can't get to it right now, the lower right-hand corner of the WHUD.com site, you'll find a book offer there. Now, this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm, will get this book for free. So 845-371-0101. 877-371-0101. And look, some Sundays you can join us, some Sundays you can't. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday, especially this time of the year. Let's get up to a fresh start. A lot of things are happening. Plan for your future, not your father's retirement. This book is for free. F-R-E-E, free. Like a little cheerleading there. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel when you get back home, on your desktop, on your iPad, on your iPhone, all these different devices, go to WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner, and get your book for free. First 20, you can do it. So I left right before the break. We were talking about the escalator and the elevator. The market goes up by way of escalator and comes down by way of elevator. And we've seen this before time and time again. And we're still, unfortunately, this elevator ride down. So let's respect that. There's some things that can change. Now, so this reminds me, I've been doing this for about 30. This is my 30th year in the business. While I'm 30 years in the business, I've studied markets as if I'm 90 years old because I've seen so many different types of markets. And while you start making comparison to other markets, you have to be careful because not everything's the same. But this reminds me, I hope this is going to happen. This reminds me of early 2016, where we have similarities here. Again, not the headlines of President Trump and some other things, but we had oil coming down quite sharply. Oil is a proxy for global demand, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, we're hearing that oil is coming down because supply, but there's also some demand issues are coming in because of the trade war with China and the U.S. So anyway, back in 2016, oil was imploding, coming down sharply. Asia was softening. Europe was softening. All these type of factors are softening. And the Fed was talking about raising interest rates. Sounds familiar. And while the Fed, you know, somehow kind of says we're independent and we have our own things and our own models and stuff like that, eventually at that time, Janet Yellen caved in and said, you know, I actually respect the markets. I see what the market's telling us, and we're not going to raise rates. Let's hope that happens this time with Fed Chair Powell. Now, people can say, gee, it's a quarter point. What's a quarter point rate hike? It's not so much a quarter point rate hike. It just kind of, it seems that, how can we say this nicely? The Fed Chair Powell at the moment is using textbooks from 1965. Okay, I said it. And that is that when we have low unemployment, which we do, which is positive, that we have higher wages, which is positive, and that translates to too much money chasing too few goods. That old concept we probably learned in economics. That is too much money chasing too few goods. But we have a lot of goods out there, thankfully, because we manufacture things in China a lot cheaper. But that concept that they're looking at and concerned about inflation, to me, and I've said this on Fox Business, I've said this to national audiences, to me, that's you know, that's one issue, that's one concern that Fed has is inflation. We don't see it. And in fact, in their own numbers, they don't see it. Fed Chair Powell even said their inflation expectations for 2018 was much higher than actually what came in. So we're supposed to trust them out. Meanwhile, on the other side of the coin, not to raise rates, the list was growing by the day, between oil coming down, we mentioned, between Europe slowing down, the Brexit, maybe a hard Brexit, UK from the euro. Things that we're seeing in China, the manufacturing numbers down 4 months in a row. Even here at home, housing starts lower, finding mortgage applications lower, the stock market lower, what they call it, spreads between corporate and treasuries widening, the yield curve narrowing, that's a whole other thing. But anyway, all these factors showing that things are slowing down quite a bit, and the Fed chair is saying we're going to raise rates. So the reason why I believe the market sold off is not so much the quarter point, it's really more the what Fed chair seems to be somewhat incongruent to what's happening in the marketplace right in front of his eyes. Like, we've had 99 rate hikes since 1970. Well, so that's rate cuts. But in those 99 rate hikes, we never had a time where the Fed actually raised rates in between meetings and the market fell 12% like it did. So this is definitely an outlier. Yes, I'm very critical of Fed Chair Powell. Yes, their goal is to, you know, check in with monetary policy, making sure that, you know, inflation doesn't get out of hand. But on one side, they're worried about inflation that hasn't really showed its ugly head, thank God. Yet on the other side, there's all the reasons why not to raise rates. And that's one of the reasons why we're in this pickle. But if this is like 2016, guys, listen, this could be very positive if the Fed, in fact, lays off like Janet Yellen did and recognizes the market forces are bigger than they are. Then we are off to a big, big rally like we had in 2016. However, so you can understand what's in store for 2019, if Fed Chair Powell stays like my Uncle George, God rest his soul, Uncle George was a great, great guy. But if you showed Uncle George new facts, I'm sure he has someone in the family like this, but if you showed him new facts, something's different. Hey, Uncle George, you know this is, no, this is how it is, this is how it is. If he's kind of like my Uncle George, we're in for a very long year. That is that the market's telling the Fed, slow down with the rate hikes. the economy really can't take anymore, considering all the headlines that are out there from, you know, China trade to everything, you know, that's out there. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. I can smell the bacon going, got the toast going, coffee, tea. I drink tea, very simple. Lipton tea. I'm very simple. Lipton tea, no sugar, no milk, just like that. But yes, I need about 4 cups every day to keep it going. And actually, you'll find us here also on WHD Monday through Friday at 8:25 in the morning on the Mike and Casey show. I'll give the market report. I talk about the national averages, national news, local market, the Hudson Valley Index, as well as local business news. Then on the way home, we got you covered there. Drive time coming home, Bill Kugel around 5:15 tells you what the market did, the national averages, national news, again, local averages, the Hudson Valley Index, and local business news. So we got it covered Monday through Friday right here on WHD, 8:25 in the morning, Mike and Casey show I'm on. And on the way home, Bill Kugel picks you up around 5:15, tells you what's happening. So we have a lot going on here. Today's topic, a recap of 2018. I look forward to 2019. I've already told you, hint, we have to watch the Fed very closely, and that's going to dictate the market for the most part. There'll be other news stories we have to follow, but that's the biggest story to follow in 2019. We'll pick up with there right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning and early in the new year. So today's topic, a recap of 2018. I look forward to 2019. But before we jump right into the Fed and how we have to watch the Fed very closely this year, Mike Bennett just made an offer for my book. What is he doing offering my book for free? Well, we asked him to. So the first 20 callers will get this book for free. That's 845-371-0101. This is not a syndicated show. I'm not somewhere in Utah or Minnesota or somewhere. I'm right here in Hudson Valley, born, raised, and will retire and pass away probably in the Hudson Valley. So I'm right here local. Get this book for free. Not Your Father's Retirement. Get off to a good 2019. Some great concepts in the book. Okay, I'm a little bit biased because I wrote the book. But some really great concepts in the book that probably help you 2019. If you're kind of sharpening your pencil this year and you're starting your low-carb diets, getting to the gym more, well, make financial health a priority. Get this book for free. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. And I recognize it's harder for you to tune in every Sunday morning. Different things are going on in your life, but I think a perfect companion to what we cover here. Sometimes we cover taxes or wills or investments, retirement, markets. We try to cover all the different things that are really most important to you. The best companion, I believe, is this book, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Now, so getting back to our topic, a recap of 2018, which was a very interesting 2018. January started off very, very strong. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 5.5%, setting records on top of 2017's great, great move. And then February, we had a correction, like, uh-oh. But then we bounced back in March, only to have a correction in April, chopped around. Then August, September, back to new all-time highs, like piercing through January's highs. And then came October, November, December. Yeesh, starting early October, Fed Chair Powell said we're far away from neutral as far as interest rates, meaning that rates are going to start going up more. That, when the trade war with China, all these crazy things were happening around us and led us to a very difficult 2018 where the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 7% after being up about 6% or so coming into the last quarter of the year. So made it a December to remember, but for all the wrong reasons. That December to remember was the worst December we had since 1931. So where do we go going forward? Well, guess what? Though we turn the pages, we're still dealing with the problems, of course. We still have a trade war with China. This is impacting companies. We just heard from Apple this week saying, hey guys, we have some problems selling iPhones over there, and China's really slowing down. And so we're starting to hear companies one after another saying that their impact from the China trade war is really hurting sales and revenues and so forth. Then on top of that, of course, we have Fed Chair Powell, who has been talking about raising interest rates at a time where there's so many things that are going around the world, that Asia's been slowing down, Europe's been slowing down, oil been coming down sharply, kind of a proxy for global growth, and the Fed talking about raising rates in 2019, which really is a head scratcher. So I said to you, the 2016 playbook, we hope happens again in 2019, but I did warn you saying that anytime you try to pick up and say, oh, this happened in this year, that happened, that, you know, it doesn't really work out exactly like that. But in 2016, we had similar circumstances. Asia was slowing down, Europe, oil was coming down. And then we had this huge rally because at that time, Janet Yellen recognized all the forces, all the slowdowns, and decided not to raise interest rates. Now, should that happen this year with Fed Chair Powell? That's very important. So we have to watch the Fed very closely. The old saying, don't fight the Fed. Well, if you're 100% in stocks right now, guys, you are fighting the Fed. You really have to kind of take a look at your risk tolerance now. I know that's something you hear all the time from financial planners like us. Oh, look at your risk tolerance, look at your risk. But it really means something. So the risk tolerance really starts with asset allocation. You've heard that a thousand times. What it really means is what percent you put towards stocks, what percent you put towards bonds, what percent you put towards cash. Now, of course, when the market's running really hot like 2017, asset allocation seems to go out the window. Everybody jumps into stocks because they're making a lot of money and forget about that things change and we have risk. Now that risk is on, so to speak, and we're seeing a lot of risk here. Now people are saying, oh, well, yeah, I should get back to asset allocation. I should remind investors, though, by the way, when you look at asset allocation, that when you have your bond category, that you don't go into high yield bonds or corporate bonds. It's actually treasury bonds. And the reason why, if the market continues to sputter and have a really difficult year like we had in 2008-2009, bonds, people that have bonds, corporate bonds, lost money like they were in stocks. So you have to have treasuries if you really want that diversification. Again, I'm not recommending you go out and buy treasuries. I'm just suggesting a part of your allocation of stocks, bonds, cash. When people think bonds, make sure if you think bonds and you want diversification away from stocks, you're looking at treasury bonds, not corporate bonds, not high yield bonds. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm with you here every Sunday morning. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, a recap of 2018, a look forward to 2019. So what should investors be doing? Well, I mentioned, let's not fight the Fed. Let's watch very closely what the Fed's doing. We could have a huge rally if they back off like they did in 2016. Not so sure. Fed Chair Powell seems to be somewhat stubborn, but let's see how that plays out. Of course, China trade, I think we're going to get something there. May not be the whole enchilada, so to speak, but I think we should be okay with that. I mentioned to you asset allocation, revisit that, what part you want, stocks, bonds, cash. Yes, asset allocation, everything in stocks. And the reason why, by the way, you get a chance to rebalance. If you have everything in stocks, 100%, and the market goes down, well, you really can't do much about it, right? You can't average in, so to speak, if you're 100% in stocks. But let's say you're 60% in stocks and 20% in bonds and 20% in cash, let's say, and the market goes down to below Christmas Eve lows, then you can do something with it. You could actually go in and buy some and try to buy on dip. I think investors should not be, you know, day traders, but I think you should be a little bit more active this year. 2017 was just a smooth ride up. The biggest correction was down 3.5%. 2018, we had three corrections. We're still in the midst of one, still trying to find the bottom. Not sure we're quite there yet. We remember escalators on the way up, elevators on the way down. We had this elevator ride, and we're still kind of figuring what floor we're going to stop at. But also be mindful that you can buy some of these really awful, like the Christmas Eve, or some of these times when the market's down 600, 900, 1,200, 1,400 points. If you like a particular stock or you like a particular stock fund, maybe try to buy during that time. When we have these huge rallies, and we've had these huge rallies, maybe sell into it a little bit. Again, I'm not trying to make you a day trader, but try to be a little bit more active. We could actually have some buy and hold for many years, but also some of your money, be a little bit more nimble. Keep your time frame short, try to some singles, maybe buy some of these dips. We are in a trending downward market. Wow, time goes by so fast. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.